Taita Holland Day Pico Muriaz in Papo Mtwagaza Moshe Lingali Chona Zani Zulukandaba. If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk at The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday, July 6, 2021. Muriaz in Papo Mtwagaza Moshe. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, if you're tuning in right now, welcome, Muria Zimbabwe. You're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection. We're coming to you from our studios, Studio 7, Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, Muria Zimbabwe, we focus on the increase in COVID-19 cases and deaths in Zimbabwe. We also speak to you about whether or not the COVID-19 lockdown, which Zimbabwe is on level 4, has impacted the lives of Zimbabwean youth. If you're looking to join us, Muria Zimbabwe, you can call us. Live on air, our studio number is +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on Facebook, Muria Zimbabwe, we're live on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. Kindly share the programs with your networks. Also, remember to press the like button. Like. So we see ukuthi ngempela ngempela likhona Zulukandaba sizonke like so. Njalo libukele uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Also, feel free to write your comments in the comment section, and we're going to be calling you live on air. We're going to be reading your comments in the live on air also. So remember, Muria Zimbabwe, nyorai my comments. Let us delve into tonight's discussion, Muria Zimbabwe. First up, an update on COVID-19. According to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 56,014 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 41,406 recoveries, 1,911 deaths. Last night alone, 3,635 PCR tests were conducted, 1,450 new cases were detected, 1,167 recoveries, and 33 deaths. You heard that correctly, Muria Zimbabwe, 33 deaths. 3 in Bulawayo, 9 in Harare, 3 in Manicaland, 3 in Mashonaland, 9 in Mashonaland West, 4 in Midlands, 1 in Mashingo, and 1 in Matabeleland North. The country currently has 12,697 active COVID-19 cases. To date, 797,715 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. 571,721 have taken both the first and the second jab. Zimbabwe currently is under level 4 of the COVID-19 lockdown. Now, whilst on the discussion of what is happening in Zimbabwe COVID-19 related, today, Honorable Monica Mchangwa addressed the media in a post-cabinet briefing whereby she advised on the steps that government is going to be taking in the fight against coronavirus. Let us head over to a clip of that address that Honorable Onika Mchangwa gave today, which is a courtesy of at Open Parley ZW. To watch the full broadcast, head over to their Facebook page and their YouTube page. Let's head over to Honorable Monica Mchangwa.
Regarding case management, infection prevention and control, the Ministry of Health and Childcare remains seized with managing COVID-19 cases which are detected in different parts of the country. Companies and universities have enough raw materials to increase production of PPE stocks and medicines which are used to manage COVID-19 symptoms. With regard to primary and secondary education, the nation is advised that in preparation for the opening of schools for the second term, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, in collaboration with the Ministry of Health and Childcare, has instituted the following contingency measures. A, inspection visits are being carried out to assess the state of preparedness at all boarding schools, high enrollment day schools, and schools with very limited interest. And B, training workshops for teaching and non-teaching staff. And finally, D, confirmation of COVID-19 essential supplies in all districts. The Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education is working on modalities to enable a blend of face-to-face classroom learning, remote learning at home and in communities, as well as alternative learning platforms such as e-learning, radio, and television.
That was our Honorable Monica Mchangwa, the Minister of Information, updating the nation on the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on Zimbabwe and the strides that government is taking in the fight against the global pandemic. Today, we focus on how this pandemic is affecting the youth of the nation. Last week, Studio 7 correspondent and veteran journalist Ezra Chisasvanda took to the streets of Bulawayo, Gondutu, Ziyathunga, to hear from the youth themselves. Let us look at what they had to say to Ezra Chisasvanda.
Now simple mchanga baba. Eh ngilibona lapha ke kuthi kule iCorona sivukile. Kini lizwa njani naso thwa sigcwele futhi yamemethe.
Yithi ngokuza wethu ukuthiwa that is wasibili mtalent. Ngokuza wethu ukuthi into le yabulala kodwa ukuthi sizivikele bathi sihlale ezindlini. Kodwa singahlale ezindlini. Akulala uthola unjani? Oluhambayo ngaze kubuye evini ukudla ube kuningi njani. As though ungela imali esikhwameni akulazi uthola njani oluhamba so sitholakala sinjani sikini izimoto khona lapho
uliminye emgabona
njani le 22
wena ke lanza njani esikolo lapha
esikolo hayi sahlulile abangathi
lehlulile kodwa lisebenzi
asebenzi
so liphila ngokwenza
ngokini izimoto khona lokho
njona kathe sizokuchaja ngo-3 kunje liza njani manje lephila njani.
So uchayisa ngo-3 sazama ukubona icebo lokuthi singene ekuseni la kanti siphume masinyane lathi njengoba kuvala karesi phasi.
So ikhefu leke lithini na?
Ikhefu sayilalela siyilandelele ngoba sengekela ukuyilandelela yatholakala ususenkingeni.
Babupha?
Babupha plus futhi negcikwane lona leli futhi anti singatholakala futhi la usulapho
nalo. So nale yagqoka amamaski lawo?
Amamaski. Ama maski zakho.
Kume lenzela amapolice.
Ah, senzela amapolice. Ubona ikhiphele sobe senzela ugwayi lona lo lwathe ndubhe manje.
Oh. Okay, ugwayi yabhema ugwayi la.
Ugwayi athe ndubhe ugwayi.
Oh, liyabhemisana. Manje ka umesa ukuthi nxe umbhemi usumthiyela lapho uzakufaka.
Yikho lapho kule nkinga khona phele lathi.
Lo lunxe lula yi corona ke uzathini?
Apa tinike lube da.
Ndindaba.
Asazivikele.
Yasifikele
ngoba hayi sasifikela lo nkulunkulu la ekhona yakwazi ukuthi kulohlelo olunje oluyehlele abantu so lathi ngekhefu yona le lathi ngo-3 siyaphuma but asazi ukuthi njengoba lanti senza sokuthi kuzaba lo ncedo luzasincedisa lathi khona la abantu.
So lingacela ebantwini kula munye ongabe likhangele ukuthi nxa ifuna ukusiza likhinina ngapha izimota lokuthi bangasiza ngani abantu abakhangeleyo.
Anyway, loba ngaphansi. As long umuntu enebilophethe ayizwana mfana mfuna ndlini elimothi sengitshetshanga. Ungaphi even endlini yakho sengisakuyenzela throughout.
Bakuthola ngabe ukhulume phela ibizo lakho le number yakho omunye ngafonele ngxenye olalele.
Address CP24.
Awula phone.
Phone number 078-882-111.
Okay, uhlala obani wenenjo?
Ngihlala lo mama, lo aunti, okuthi.
So bakhangele wena uthi ngobe yalesinko?
Bakhangele mina.
Wena ke uhlala bani? La bathangele ukuthi wena ubuya lesinkwa lempuphu. So ngogcina ifamily lapho. So yini egcina ifamily?
Yes, so ikho sibona ukuthi labo bengasivalela ngo-3 so kunje so kokusenza sibuye masinyane ekuseni this one etaren bona bosicela yini abadala nti ukuthi lathi sihlale sinjani sifake ukudoda afuleni ngoba kunzima mdala wami i-COVID le. Ndathandela bona sesesehluleka usebenza abantu they are rushing bonke abantu bagijima kula nto odinga uNkulunkulu badinga imali so that thing is easy ukuthi njani affect abantu kare singakhayela ama-accident ayenzakala kuba bosildingani badinga imali akulodinga uNkulunkulu. So you got a test to go on and to get the fast exam. So 77 3 careful measure such eyes.
Well, azulukandaba liyamuzwa lo ngu Ezra Chisasvanda ubekhuluma labasakhulayo speaking to the youth themselves be chasisa ngempela what they are meeting. Sithanda ukubonga uEzra Chisasvanda ngomsebenzi wakhe omuhle kangaka as he speaks to Zimbabwean youth on how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting their lives. And now we're waiting for our first guest, Unkosi Khona Dividi, who's going to be joining us live via telephone from Gondu to Ziyathunga. Udividi is the founder of Community Podium TV. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngempela sesilaye ecingweni uDividi. Unkosi Khona, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Rafa. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us, man. So we're looking to focus on Indaba le COVID-19. Kanyangani, it's getting worse and worse by the day in Zimbabwe. So let's start off with the statistics. They seem to be increasing, as I just mentioned. How are people receiving this? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, the statistics have been going up as over-qualified, but we have also noticed that there is a huge appetite right now for taking the jab or the vaccine, because we noticed that, I think, 2 weeks ago, we had 3 points, such as in Lawas, or in Bilo, UPH, the Lengudian Hospital. Those places were always packed with long queues. Someone actually told me that they'd wake up at 5 a.m. so that they could get the jab. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge appetite for the vaccine. We saw even today, Amavendas were queuing, long queues. Mm-hmm. Abantu really want to go and get vaccinated in response to, you know, the statistics that we are seeing, the number of deaths are increasing. You know, 33 a day is quite huge. And you find that there is no day without death. At some point, we had huge statistics, but no death at all. But Katesia,
Right. I want to focus on what you just touched on, which is a very important factor of what happened namhla in Bulawayo, Harare, and other cities also, where government started this initiative where they were partnering up with different organizations on the ground, prioritizing abantu abakumsebenzi wezandla, the members of the informal sector. Tell us a little more about that. You briefly touched on the fact that abantu abaningi ngempela. How did this program go namhla?
The program went well. Unfortunately for others, you know, the priority was given to those with vending licenses. Mm-hmm. It was live. So it was like more of a screening process to then find out who is eligible, who is a vendor, and who is not. So with the new turnout, many did not have that, because at the time you are NCGN, so with the huge bout in the informal sector, it was a bit of a challenge, because they were prioritizing obviously vending license, but we saw another point that we visited at the city wall. There was another one. It was long queues of people who are willing to be vaccinated. We see them all the time. It was going to my pavement and everything. Those guys generally don't have the license. So in number, the travel law is 15,000 yet. I think it would go a long way in terms of, you know, assisting the informal sector. However, today with the stampede that we saw, I noticed a few hours ago, the city of Fulawayo is put out a notice to say, those are my points, you know, trying to decentralize it. These people can go to the places that are close to them. But the big challenge then now is now we have a license here, because likely all of us are vendors, including myself. You know, you can't survive with one stream of income.
Right. So talk to me a little more about that, uhlelo lolu, especially now that they're trying to take it more to the people. That seems to be one of the demands. I remember just last week, Besolo Munye Umama Upriti Mpofu, like, she's also an informal trader, and isikhalazo sakhe esinkulu ngempela that she highlighted throughout her time where she was on the program was, yes, it's great ukuthi sebefuna ukuthi abantu bahlatshwe leli jekiseni, but it was difficult for them ukuthi wonke umuntu ahambe UPH Empilo Hospital. So for them, they wanted people to bring this vaccination program to the people, come to these local clinics and etc, which is something that they seem to be doing today. How important is that, and how helpful would that go?
I think it would be very helpful. You know, today the decentralization process is going to the people, but likely not covering all areas. It would have been nice if it's in some clinics, to Kolomane Clinic, Zilligazi, Tava, and even those local clinics, maybe could be points or centers where people can get vaccinated. However, since the focus is the informal sector, of which is one of the sites over vaccinated, but the biggest problem now is everyone wants the vaccine. So ngibathola umuntu elayinile engelazedic license kufuqwana khona lapho uthi ufika phambili bethi sicela izende license na ungena so umeceleni. So those are the issues that are second ukuthi the appetite is high. So we now have to try to maybe utilize yona leyo kuthiwa esiwile 2 million death this is distributed masinya ingene ebantwini so that people can get vaccinated as quickly as possible for us to actually have immunity. But otherwise, now the appetite is very high. We saw the long queue. Mm-hmm. When there was a second call for the informal sector, it was and people, you know, up to around 4 p.m., people were just standing there, hoping that something will happen and at least go home vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So people spent the whole day in those queues. It shows you the commitment by people to then say, you know, I need to get vaccinated. And well, there are some who spread information like if they are not vaccinated, you will not be able to sell anymore. And so there's a whole lot of conspiracies, but however, the vaccine is on high demand. So
right. Asithinteni udaba lolu ngolimi lakamama ngamafishane DVD. Bengicela usichazisele uZulu about uhlelo lolu that happened namhla kobulawayo obelujonge ukuqhathekisa abakumsebenzi wezandla ukuthi labo bathola ithuba lokuhlatshwa leli Jackson ele COVID-19.
Namhlanje kobulawayo bekubizwe laba abazisebenzayo abayenza imisebenzi yezandla ukuthi babuyele ezohlatshwa iJackson leyo. Engancedisa ukuvikela ukubebethela kwe-coronavirus. Abantu baphume ngobuningi babo bathisika bathi hayi lokhu abade befanele ukuthi bekwenze namhla ukuthi bethola leyo vaccine. Kodwa-ke ama-point wona la ade kuthiwe abantu bekhona bemalutshwana kakhulu zathola ukuthi abantu bebegcwele kubo-fifth wall begcwele ngale kumakhethi eku-30 aveli kuyisiphithiphithi wonke umuntu besisa ukuthi avaccinate. Kodwa uhlelo lolu uhlupho lube khona ukuthi abaningi abazithengisayo abalala ukuthi angama-rending licenses. So kube nzima ukuthi u-identify ukuthi uyazisebenza informal sector kumbe njani ngoba yindlela athi ngaba lula ukuthi kukhanye ukuthi ozileyo ngobani. Kodwa sananzele ukuthi abaningi futhi abakwanisi abanamabheyi zona lana ngoba vele ashota ayilingi wonke umuntu ofisa ukuthi abe le bheyi ebhadale njalo ekhansilini. So uhlelo lolusuke okwanamhlanje luqhube ngathi bidana nje ngoba abantu abaningi izini kwi-Tower 4 ntambama abantu benokebebile besisa ukuthi ngave bengavaccinate. So engikubonayo ukuthi uhlelo lolu lungahanjiswa emalokithini luvulwe njalo njengoba kuthiwa kobulawayo kule 15,000 e-specific for abantu abazisebenzayo abasebenza ukuthengisa abasithengiselayo thina esiqoqisana labo nsuku zonke esithenga lokhu nalokhuyana. So sibone ngani kungancedisa njalo nakuthi futhi kunga-increase inumber yabantu abavaccinethwayo wonke umuntu avaccinate ofisayo ngoba isifiso sesisiningi abantu sebesisi idemand siyi-very high abantu kubona umuntu ethola ilanga lonke lile edwendweni engayanga ndawo engazange anganiki nyeki esifisa ukuthi avaccinate ukuthi kuncedise ukuthi i-coronavirus le siyibone sivulela abantu abaningi especially ilanga yena le kajuni i-case yaphela lakathesi kunzima and then ama-hotspot ase-identifyiwe kungaba kuhle kakhulu ukuthi sesithi ngalesi sikhathi ivaccine singani sikhona ku-announcewa kwahulumente sithole ukuthi abantu bathole ukuthi bevaccinate ezimo emaklinikhi abo khona lapho kuelo ngama-agrid point kube yinto nje yenza khafukhafu abantu
Mhm. Wathi ngikubamba umlomo khona apha debate ngitolike kancane for our Shona audience. Varikupinda muchirongwa muri eZimbabwe tinotenda zvikuru sakune munhu wese wati naye pari zvino pachirongwa tina vankosi khona debate ndivo ka mukuru wesangano recommendation podium kubulawayo ko sangano rine chinangwa chekudzidzisa vanhu zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zvinoitika kumaruwa pari zvino tikubata nyaya zvechirwere checovid-19 navo vanacho chirongwa chakanangana nekudzidzisa vanhu nezvechirongwa checovid-19 ndakuti chirongwa nezvechirwere checovid-19 kutekeshera pamwe nechirongwa chirimo munyika chekubaya vanhu nhomba yecovid-19 tiri kubvunza ka vadvd nezvezvaitika nhasi kubulawayo uyezve kuHarare apo hurumende pamwe masangano akazvimirira vabatana mukutanga chirongwa icho changa chakanangana nekubatsira vanoita mabasa emaoko vachivabaya nhomba yeCOVID-19. Muchiri kurangarira kamhuri yeZimbabwe. About 2 weeks ago, hurumende yakati kana usina kana usati wabayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19, uyezve uchitarisira kuita basa iri remaoko, vari kuti chimbomira, havasi kubvumidza vanhu kuti vaite basa remaoko vasina kubayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa, ndiyo nyaya yatiri kuzeya, tiri kukurukura nevechidiki kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyika, uyezve zvirongwa zvirimo munyika zviri kukanganisa here upenyu hwavo. Chirongwa pari zvino Zimbabwe iri palevel 4 yechirongwa cheCOVID-19 lockdown. Now, Muri Zimbabwe, as we continue our discussion, there's a next clip that I'd like to head over to. Here, we want to hear more about what medical experts are saying. Over the time, medical experts have also been commenting on the spiking COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe and, of course, the deaths. Over the weekend, Studio 7 spoke to the former Minister of Health, Dr. Henry Madzorera, over the phone. Let's hear what Dr. Madzorera had to say, and then when we come back, we go back to our guest, Ngosi Kona TVD.
Batwa nacho chirwere nevari kufa izvino vava kudarika 10 times zvataiona munana March April. Saka zvakudaidzira kwatiri kuti titore matano sevanhu mumwe neumwe wekuti zvotidzivirire chirwere ichi. Teka maski yako pese paunenge uri mumapublic spaces kuti udzivirire uchengetedze utano hweumwe munhu waari kufamba naye nehwako wewe futi. Ngatirege kupfeka mamask nokuti taona mapurisa, kwete izvi ndezvokuzvidzivirira nokuchengetedza vana veZimbabwe. Ngatiitei zvimwe zvese zvokugeza maoko, zvokusanitaiza, zvesocial distancing. Kana tiri mumasupemaketi kana tiri kumusika, haikona kubvumira munhu kuti aswedere pedyo newe. Usadye uroyi nokunyara vambuya. Ramba muudze kuti shamwari sibera kure neni. Ngatiitei social distancing.
Kamuri yeZimbabwe, you're hearing there from Dr. Henry Madzorera, the former Minister of Health in Zimbabwe. We're discussing about what's happening. He's urging people, saying, by all means necessary, make sure that you practice social distancing, respect the COVID-19 regulations, etc, etc. He even further says, if someone comes close to you, tell them, Buti, please, stand back, social distancing. Let's head over to our guest, Ngosi Kona TVD. TVD, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm very
nice. Right. Let's continue there with the conversation. I want to touch a little more on the lockdown effectivity. But first off, you heard what Dr. Madzorera was saying there, where he's urging people by all means necessary to ensure that they practice social distancing, they abide by the lockdown regulations, most importantly, and of course, the World Health Organization's regulations. Is this what people are doing on the ground now?
Well, I would say people are trying to comply with the lockdown regulations. However, Katesi, we're at a point where we just saw post cabinet briefing by the Minister of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services, Monica Mtanda, saying that the need for people to go into the city center using exemption letters. So it is the tightening of the lockdown regulations as well, in terms of not everyone will be going to town. But also that aspect, as they're sharing the news, people were bringing in questions around, so even if you go and sell in town, who is going to buy since there's now you need an exemption letter to go into town. Mm-hmm. So those are the issues where people, compliance at the same time someone is already thinking about their business. You say, I had not thought of that when we published that story, but then the readers themselves then think ahead and say, okay, if I go to the market tomorrow and sell, or I go to the city center and open my store, who is going to come and buy? Because those who are likely going to come and buy are not going to be allowed in the roadblocks probably that will be in place tomorrow to pass without an exemption letter of saying where you are going. It means they are, it goes back to the 2020 safety restrictions where now 2017, because government is already under the lockdown regulations that we are in, is highlighted 50% of people should be at work. So it means a small fraction of people will be in the workplaces maybe starting tomorrow. So the business person is, or the informal sector person or the vendor is thinking, because I want our food.
So
it is it's a serious dilemma that we are in. So in terms of, you know, people complying to the lockdown regulations, people are still going into town doing this and that, but not until today, because tomorrow probably, according to the announcement we have received, things might be tighter and it will not be as easy as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk a little more about that. You talked of the fact that people are now going to be needing letters, which is a very important thing, because I'm sure abantu abaningi still were not aware of that recent development. What is this going to mean for people now? Njengoba abantu sebejwayele lokho ukuthi bayaphuma beyothenga amagrosa etc etc etc. What does this mean in terms of a movement yabantu within different communities in Zimbabwe?
This will most likely going to reduce movement. You can see from this the WhatsApp group conversations where people are saying, "Does it mean that the citizens are locked in again? Does it mean that the frontline workers are the ones going to work, and who are they, and things like that?" So, you know, and now people feel like, okay, maybe at some point people have the point of which corner maybe your exemption could be vaccinated, certification. Card or so all those things are affecting actually the economy. Lastly, the conversation is on the economic side of things. So they say, okay, so many towns have and things like that. So it's there is a fine line there to then say, okay, the regulations are good because we are trying to curb this COVID-19, but people are then saying, okay, give us a vaccine and possibly move on, because people follow global news where they are saying UK is saying they are done with vaccine, they are opening the country. So all those things are at play where people, there's high demand for fast tracking of the vaccination process so that we can send the good news.
All right, Davidi, let me hold you on the line for 1 second and then we're going to come back to you shortly. Moria Zimbabwe, we're trying to get our second guest who's going to be joining us live via Skype from Matopo, Mr. Dube himself. He's going to be joining us. He's also heading another youth organization that really focuses on, you know, different things, youth empowerment. But they also understand the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on Zimbabwean youth. So I'm looking forward to that conversation. Mr. Decent Dube is going to be joining us soon via Skype, so I'm looking forward to that conversation. But just to read a couple of your Facebook comments, Moria Zimbabwe lingakhohlwi abafisa ukungena kuhlelo, +12026192077 is the number to call. So if you're looking to join us live on air, I know ukuthi bakhona abanye, there are other people ababhalile phela inombolo zabo zocingo besithi bafisa ukungena kuhlelo. We're going to try getting you on the line soon. But just to read a couple of Facebook comments, and then we're going to go back to Umnimza. Facebook page redu VOA Studio 7 Marwanar Pinda Chokwadi Mr. Frank Zulu Hanze. Hi Mkoma Mike, I watch not send as Kuru Sam Koma Frank Zulu Tafazwa Madochi saying Mkoma Mike Murise say I watch right Mkoma Tafazwa Kurise kwa Muri Koko Prince Mumba saying Mkoma Fish Murise I want Renan Mkoma Prince Murise say it not send as Kuru Sam Pinda Mchurongwa Emmanuel Kamba saying Anzina Emmanuel Mkoma Anze hi Mkoma Oliver in a Beira. Kuriseko kum Mozambika Mkoma Tinotenda Zukurusa. Charles is saying Masura say I'm a Zangu Iwa Tinotenda Zukurusa Mkoma Charles Nukpinda Mchirongwa. Anze na Ziva is not a Ronezanu PF Dai Zichinzo Zika Dai Nika Yakanaka Asimurkuonaka Kutu Rumende Irku Shanda Nemazo Mukubatsira Nwakasia Nasiana Mkoma Madi kuisa number tinyatso uisisa comment yenyu mupinde umchirongwa. Aaron Marume saying Masora say joining you live from Zambia. Muriwanji Mkoma, Aaron, how are you doing? Thank you so much everybody ongenayo kuhlelo ukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele. Nangu Shepherd Ndlovu uthi Zimbabwe muhle, good evening, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Ususani uthi okay, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Susani MK Mkwananzi uthi evening Zimbabwe muhle. MK siyabonga kakhulu ngoku if you're looking to join us, you can also write your name and number in the comment section, and we're going to be calling you live on air. Now, back to you, Numzana Tibiti. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there, Mike.
So another thing I want to touch on is in WA, last week we saw Honorable Kazembe Kazembe. We're going to play a clip of him later on. But he was touching on basically reinforcing okushiwo ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa last week Tuesday, where he was saying ukuthi amaphoyisa kanye lamabutho are going to be out in full force ensuring ukuthi abantu bayahlonipha umthetho we lockdown and of course the COVID preventative regulations. Have you seen such on the ground?
None is yet. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen any on the ground as of today, from the time that a statement was announced. So I'm not sure whether we might expect probably the Vasogulagwama extension letters to then say this would be the starting point of the enforcement and also the tightening of course. But we have not seen any. But largely, Mike, citizens are still compliant. You know, 3:30, everyone closes shop. By 6:30, people are already home or maybe within their area of residence.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of compliance has been there in terms of, you know, following the curfew hours or the business closing hours. Shops will be closed, whether those shops that are privately owned, the private sector has played a role. Because you would find even in supermarkets, there is now who were inside and things like that. But we are yet to see how this turns out when it comes to the, you know, the nuance on AMA letters, exemption letters or letters from work as a way to fill the task within the citizens.
All right. Let me hold you on the line once again, Mr. Debiti. Muriel Zimbabwe, let's head over to the next clip that we have of Honorable Kazembe Kazembe, who is the Minister of Home Affairs. And now, last week on July 2nd, Honorable Kazembe Kazembe addressed the nation. And of course, he was speaking alongside the Minister of Defense, Honorable Opam Chingori. During this address, Honorable Kazembe Kazembe stressed the importance of citizens abiding by the COVID-19 regulations or facing arrest. Something very, very important. Let us head over to a clip that we have, courtesy of Open Parli ZW once again. To watch the full clip, head over to their Facebook and a YouTube page. Let's head over the speech that Honorable Kazembe Kazembe gave last week.
In response to the spike in COVID-19 cases and fatalities across the country amid the third wave, as well as the spread of the new deadly COVID-19 variants, including the Delta variant, the security forces will ensure strict adherence to the level 4 COVID-19 national lockdown measures. In line with World Health Organization health protocols, all citizens are mandated to wear appropriate face masks in public places and to strictly practice social distancing. Failure to wear face masks is a punishable offense. In the month of June 2021 alone, a total of 51,018 people were arrested for the offense. Given the threat posed by the COVID-19 pandemic, the security forces will ensure strict compliance to the above prevention and containment measures without fear or favor. For avoidance of doubt, the following measures will be enforced. A curfew running from 18:30 hours to 0600 hours. For the sake of public health and in efforts to contain the deadly biosecurity threat, the security forces urge the public and motorists to restrict movement and to adhere to the stated curfew hours. Businesses are to operate from 0800 hours to 1530 hours. Intercity travel remains banned. The security forces will ensure that pirate taxis or mshika-shika are decisively dealt with as part of the COVID-19 level 4 national lockdown measures. Beer halls, nightclubs, and bars remain closed. I repeat, remain closed. Those found violating this restriction will be dealt with decisively. Citizens are urged to inform police should they come across these violations. Weddings and all other public gatherings remain banned for the duration of level 4 national lockdown, except for funerals, for which only 30 people are allowed to attend, a maximum of 30 people only. Business entities are to decongest workplaces as announced by His Excellency the President. For the sake of public health and human security, and in line with their mandates, the security forces will ensure strict adherence to the above measures. Offenders will be dealt with in accordance with the country's laws. Ladies and gentlemen, comrades and friends, COVID-19 is real, and every citizen is obliged to follow the aforementioned measures as well as the World Health Organization health protocols.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Kazembe Kazembe there. That clip we played was courtesy of Open Pali ZW. Shout out to them for letting us use that clip. Now, let us wrap up with Unkosi Konadivity, and then we're going to head over to our second guest joining us live via telephone from Matopo. Dibiti, usapho netsingweni. Let's give you a chance to wrap up here. What last sentiments would you have for the listeners right now who are seeing all these developments in Zimbabwe?
I think my last sentiment would be probably maybe for different stakeholders to come together. Let's work together. Let's assist around. You find that, you know, where we are saying social distancing, not crowding, no gathering bans. But you find that people gather in these spaces where they want a vaccine, where they want to buy this and the other. So let's decentralize the system around the vaccination process so that Abantu, it's even name, if 16,000 is quite small, even name so that people get vaccinated and go home, and maybe increase the workforce as well in the health sector so that it's done with the utmost speed that is there. In Bulawayo, we've seen the appetite. We're also calling upon, let's go also to these smaller cities and also to the remote areas so that they also get the jab. Otherwise, let's stay safe in Zimbabwe and protect ourselves and our loved ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was Nkosi Konadivity. Thank you so much, Mnumzana Dibiti, ngokungena kuhlelo. As usual, we really appreciate your input. It's always really vital. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Mure Zimbabwe, you were hearing there from Nkosi Konadivity, sezwa ndambutsana nguraka ndivoka mukuru wesangano recommendation podium. Vane zvirongwa zvakanangana nekudzidzisa vanhu nezviri kuitika munyika kunyanya patinotarisa nyaya dzekutekeshera kwechirwere cheCOVID-19. Manzwa kava Dibiti vatsananguravo zvekare kuti new development yaitika nhasi munyika hanzi mapepa aye haimbodikana kuti vanhu vawane mikana yekumbo tendera mutaundi, tsamba dziya dzadzoka zvekare hanzi kuitira kuti uwane mukana wekutendera mutaundi, munhu kwakudikana kuti ave netsamba kuti afambe zviri pamutemo. So muri Zimbabwe, those are some of the developments happening in the country. But to further make us understand the impact of the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown that's in Zimbabwe, the impact that is happening on Zimbabwean youth, we're also joined via telephone from Matopo. He's the co-founder of Matopo Youth Development Initiative, Mnumzana Decent Dube. Dube, welcome to the program, bro. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you so much. Matopo is good.
No, it's really great. We appreciate you taking time out to be with us today. So let's start off with where you are, Bafo. How are things looking in Matopo in terms of, people abiding by the COVID-19 regulations?
Okay, thank you so much. I think considering from the context of Matopo is a rural setup, so people is really hard to adhere to the COVID-19 regulations, considering that when seniors are being held in rural areas, for people to maintain the 30 people whom are expected to attend seniors, sometimes it becomes complicated because it's really hard to turn away people considering the context of rural setup. The other thing, people are reluctant to take the vaccination. But currently, there's no vaccination in Matopo. It's only the second tier. So we're still waiting for the first tier. But there was reluctance in terms of taking the tier. So the other thing which is happening here, I think there's a lot of fake news is making waves here on WhatsApp and stuff like that because people cannot access most of the mainstream media and other sources of information. So fake news is complicating a lot of things. It's actually an enemy of it's actually countering the fight of COVID-19. So mm-hmm. that's the problem which are coming across. But the other thing, the teenage pregnancy and gender-based violence are some of the issues which are getting rise because of COVID-19. So these are the issues which are happening in a rural setup.
Right. So now let's quickly then zone into abantu abasakhulayo. How, especially the lockdown, we now have been on a level 4 lockdown for a week now. How has this affected even impilo zabantu abasakhulayo in Zimbabwe?
A lot. So I realize that these districts which are close to a border like Botswana and South Africa, which have been proximity to other neighboring countries, who are surviving through cross-border trading. So a lot has changed. A lot of their business has been affected. So it has affected their day-to-day lives. So it's also escalated the cases of violence in our district. So I think it has affected a lot of young people. And then a lot of young people are going through a lot. And a lot of people are not going to go back to school. That most of them are pregnant. There are child marriages, cases which are being reported of child marriages and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I think young people are at the receiving end because of lockdown and stuff like that. But most of the cases, I think young people are not finding means to get ends meet and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You briefly touched on the fact that with Ematopo right now, as you mentioned, there seems to be no port for vaccination, which I'm really curious about. Njengoba about 2 weeks ago, uhulumende uthe for people to be able to operate, especially laba abaku informal sector, and there's also some people like doctors who are being pushed, basically for you to be able to continue your practice, you need to have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. So what's happening with people in Matopo now that, you mentioned, Uwuti, they're scared, they're reluctant to take the COVID-19 vaccine, and B, you mentioned that there's no port where people can go take the vaccine. Where's the closest place that people go to?
Yeah, I think the access of information, I think the government is not doing much to reach out to people from rural areas, because most of them, they don't even know that the government reported that people need to be vaccinated so that they can cope with their day-to-day business. And the other thing I just want to see is that the government now has released a statement that the people are expected to have exemption letters for them to travel. Mm-hmm. But this is information which has not yet reached the rural folks. So you can imagine how the kind of situation which people find themselves in, who are that detects what is happening in the country, the decisions are made there. So I feel like they need to devolve when it comes to giving these regulations and stuff like that. So that everyone is aware of what is happening. We've got a collective approach in terms of fighting COVID-19. So it's not like people don't want to take vaccine, but I feel like they're not given enough information. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, I feel like the government is not meeting people halfway. As much as people are expected to be responsible, in taking the vaccination.
Mm-hmm. So now, earlier on, Dube, we touched on, and I really like the fact that you also stand for young people's rights. Earlier on, we played a clip by Honorable Kazembe, where you were saying, ukuthi wonke umuntu who does not abide by the COVID-19 regulations, anyone that doesn't abide by the lockdown regulations, are going to face the wrath of the law. Ngoba they are making sure ukuthi amabutho kanye lamaphoyisa are going to be on the ground, making sure that people abide by these lockdowns. Anyone that doesn't abide by it is merely just going to be arrested. So I want to touch on that a little bit. What is your reaction to that? To that thing that Honorable Kazembe is talking about?
Yeah, I think it's good. It's good for government to actually advise people to abide to the regulations and stuff like that. But I feel like sometimes the security forces may actually use this as a way of suppressing whether the any way of people expressing of their day-to-day business. Because it has been proved that most of the how regulations are enforced, there is selectiveness. Some people are spared from regulations and stuff like that. I think like it can go on, and young people are extremely hard because they are the ones who are doing most of these things, are traveling and stuff like that. Some of them don't even know what is happening. So I feel like it gives even the police maybe to to be selective or to abuse. So I feel like if this thing was done properly, mm-hmm. people are going to apply it. But people will feel like, why is it done to someone and not done to everyone? So it is now us against them. So this thing, it doesn't have to be like that. It has to be fair. It doesn't have to be selective. It has to be a collective cause where all of us want to approach this thing from mm-hmm. a collective approach. So if it's done like that, there's no corruption and stuff like that, I think it would be a win-win situation, yeah.
I like the fact that you just you briefly touched on corruption there. I had a conversation with Perseverance Jabangwe for our radio show earlier on. I was hoping he'd be able to join us, but we can't seem to get a hold of him. But basically, in that interview, he alluded to the fact that there are some people who are participating in corruption, which is also directly linking to the increase in COVID-19 cases and deaths that we're having in Zimbabwe. Because when people are crossing borders, there's some people who are crossing with fake COVID certificates who are bribing their way through it. Even on the ground, as we talk about the enforcement of these regulations, there are some people who are dizzying, bayabhadala, angaboshwa, angabanjwa, iphoyisa, and ama military personnel. We are disumuntu tai, please let me go. And then they continue, the cycle continues. How is corruption playing a role here in terms of what Zimbabwe is currently experiencing when we talk about an increase in COVID-19 cases and deaths?
Yeah, I feel like you realize now the government said that now intercity traveling is not allowed. So even Zupco buses are not traveling. For example, I'll give an example from Mapisa to Bulawayo. There are no Zupco buses in these past few days. But there are private buses which are actually ferrying people from Bulawayo to Mapisa and Mapisa from Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
So they are passing roadblocks. So you'll be asking yourself, what kind of... are the police opposing what the government is reporting, or the government is actually saying it for the sake of saying it? Because it would be like... people will be inside the case, there are 16 people inside, and those people, mostly some of them only wearing masks and stuff like that. So you wonder, what are we doing exactly? What are we doing? Because they just stop there, they are bribed, they pass the roadblocks, then if someone comes, you are unlikely, you are arrested, or sometimes you'll be let go later on. So it's actually... it's not like we are fighting COVID. It's like you are proving who has got power in the name of COVID. So it's like COVID is used mm-hmm. to enrich individuals and stuff like that. So COVID is actually, COVID as a disease, as a virus, is something which is secondary. So it's a sad situation which is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
corruption is actually something which is a... making waves in our way from Matoba. I think all this, something which is happening. People are traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And they are passing roadblocks and stuff. And the cases are rising. And at the end of the day, people will come to rural areas, and there are a lot of old people in rural areas, and we'll start getting to a situation where people cannot contain this thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to, you know, one thing that a lot of experts that have come onto this program Bafwe have highlighted is that it seems as though the biggest group to break through in Zimbabwe when it comes to, I guess, COVID-19 regulations and all that, they feel as though the biggest group that is resisting or the biggest group that is not abiding by these regulations is abantu abasakhulayo, the youth of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree on that?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, sometimes this can be true. It can be true because the young people, it's like they're in a situation whereby they don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the situation of vendors. And now the vendors, the government has been to say that they are now should be prioritized in terms of getting vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like young people need to prioritize as well because these people, they need to make a living. And sometimes they would tell themselves that the owner should go five weeks. So at the end of the day, we just need to be considerate and understand that these young people, they are going through a lot. So
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, they'll be at the forefront being found at the wrong side of the law or regarded as some people who don't follow the regulations. But at the end of the day, they need to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
as much as the government will be giving new regulation in terms of containing COVID-19, they need to consider how people are going to survive in this situation. So this thing should be balanced. I don't know how best they can do it, but I think the government is in a position to know better on how best they can fight with the COVID-19, or not, other people's lives.
All right, Mnumzana Dube, bengicela ukuthi sithinte lolu ngolimi luka mama ngamafishane, and then we'll wrap up. Asithinteni udaba lohlelo lwe-COVID-19 lockdown. Bengicela ukuthi uchasisele abalaleli ukuthi uhlelo lolu njengoba eleZimbabwe selikulevel 4 lohlelo lwe-COVID-19 lockdown, lapho uZulu jikelele uyakhuthaza ukuthi ahlale ezindlini, uhlelo lolu luphazamisa njani impilo zabantu abasakhulayo elizweni?
Yeah, khona into enhle, we're trying to fight COVID sonke, and we're aware of COVID. Mina as someone who is who represent abantu abasha, who know ama grievances abantu abasha, and we share their grievances, I feel like there's a lot which is happening, and we are at the forefront of it, and the place of violence, especially young girls that are being affected, the abuse by their peers. Some of the cases are not reported, and where the case which attended, whereby Amapolisa, they took 3 days to attend a gender-based violence case, whereby a 20-year-old girl was assaulted by another 25-year-old boy. So you can imagine what's going on during COVID, and for people to reach out to Amastation, and if there is no willingness for Amapolisa to go to this ground, and abantu abasha, they can't go to South Africa, or they can't even, some of them can't even go to Bulawayo. And we also have frustration, there are a lot of abantu bazithwala. So a lot is happening to young people, depression, young people, which is going to affect this generation.
Sesikhangela ke impilo zabantu abakumsebenzi wezandla, njengoba eningi labantu abasakhulayo in the country are, I guess, part of the informal trade. Impilo zabantu abakumsebenzi wezandla ziphazamiswa njani ngalolu hlelo?
Abaphambaniseke kakhulu ngoba uyakukhangela, maybe sometimes umuntu uyazenzela maybe into zokwakha lanilani. Akusibo bonke abantu kathe sabatholayo ukuthi bangakwazi ukuthi khona bebe khatha abantu abasha ukuthi beyakhe noma bebaze benzini. So uyathola ukuthi khona umuntu omusha akasakhoni ukusebenza. Baningi abafana abangasakwanisiyo ukuthi khona bezenzele into zokubaza engibaziyo. Maningi amantombazana angasakhoni ukuthi khona noma azilungele into zawo, because imakethi yabo isingekho. So kuba nzima ngoba umuntu uma nebhizinisi encane, ma kungani kuba nzima ugcine engasa-produce anything. Then ibhizinisi enkulu la isibuya vele ishi-penetrate lokuzeni indawo yakhe laphakathi lama-clients khona, egcine vele yehle uku-recover. So some of them might not be able to recover even post-COVID. So into le is going to affect abantu abasha kakhulu, especially laba benza kwezandla. And abanye bigger companies are benefiting from this situation in most cases, and abantu abasha aim to be young entrepreneurs, kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi khona bangasebenzayo the competition ekhona.
Right, but for iskathi sesesihlungu mangoyi, so in less than a minute bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi akokugcina to abalaleli, kakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo who are watching interview yethu manje.
Okay, mina into engayisho ebantwini abakhulayo ukuthi COVID ikhona, let's try to compliment the government lathi silwe iCOVID. And the other message which I'll ask the government is to corner while they are prioritizing our vulnerable groups, they need to remember that one of the most vulnerable groups, we can't avoid it because the generation which is actually. Usually our leaders, they say ukuthi khona abantu abasha yibo manje abaletha umnotho elizweni, or noma abagenerate umnotho. So into le they need to show ukuthi khona lento le ababeyikhuluma yiyo, and see back to abantu abasha. And abantu abasha into engayisho ukuthi ma i-vaccination kuphela abakhona, let's take i-vaccination seeing Ama, there are a lot of conspiracy theories, but let's show what the Konatina, why smart generation is taking vaccination and fight the COVID.
Mm-hmm. I see Aguso, I'm Nomzana Decent Dube. Thank you so much, Angogungena Gushelo. Muriye Zimbabwe, that was Decent Dube, the co-founder of Matobo Youth Development Initiative. Besilaye Gushelo, Tinotenda Zukuru Sava Dube, Negupinda Mchurongwa. Muriye Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in right now, Makatira Chirongwa Chelucheve Chitniki, Ushelo Lobacha, Lilami Mike Hove, Takushika Kumakumo, Chirongwa Chelucheve Chitniki, Linga Kofi, Upala Inombolo Zenu Zoklingo, Uguze Silingene, Silingene. Uhlelo lakubhalo njalo ukubhala imibono yenu ku-Facebook ku-VOA Studio 7 laku-VOA Shona kanye laku-VOA Ndebele. If you're tuned in right now, you're listening to Live Talk The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. We're speaking to the youth about the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on Zimbabwe. Shout out to Mr. T. Darira. Swa ininindin Darira. Just Signal partnering up with Roots Africa for that message there. And Gezaimaoko. As we wrap up tonight's program, Muriye Zimbabwe, I want to spotlight the works of young Zimbabweans across the globe. Tonight, we're going to focus on Mr. Tinashe Nyamuchoda, a young Zimbabwean wine connoisseur who's taking the globe by waves. Started his own wine company. Let's take a look at an interview that we had with Tinashe.
When Zimbabwean Tinashe Nyamudoka left his homeland for South Africa, he had never tasted wine. Now, 11 years later, he's a renowned sommelier and the star of a documentary that premiered at New York's Tribeca Film Festival 3 weeks ago. Blind Ambition follows Zimbabwe's first four sommeliers to take part in the prestigious Blind Wine Tasting Championships in France in 2017 and 2018.
It's like the Olympics of wine tasting.
The four men had left Zimbabwe at the height of the country's economic crisis in search of work and have gone on to become among the best wine tasters in South Africa.
Obviously, the first year we didn't do well, but the following year, having to beat the great wine nations like the US, the UK, I think that's one of the best moments. And I think that traveling into the wine world with guys you are so acquainted with and drinking good wines, I mean, it's just...
Warwick Ross, one of the Australian producers of Blind Ambition, said the four sommeliers have disrupted the prevailing wisdom that people with wine knowledge are predominantly white.
That fascinated us, and we really wanted to see what happened and wanted to follow these guys as they challenged that white wine world.
Blind Ambition clinched the Audience Award for Best Documentary at Tribeca.
You're the best palates in the world.
As for Nyamudoka, he launched his own wine label at the end of 2017.
It took a while to get traction, but once people like really got into wine, man, it's been doing phenomenally well. I have to be humble and honest and grateful about it.
The man who was uprooted from his country named his brand Kumusha, meaning home or origin in Shona.
We have come from and
now his wines are spread across the globe.
I think I actually do believe in destiny.
Nyamudoka says they are selling out in the United States, Kenya, Holland and Zimbabwe. And soon he'll start exporting to Nigeria and Britain.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there, Tinashe Nyamudoka. Check him out on social media. Special shout outs to my guests that joined us in Nasim Chirongwachevichevichiki. I go by the name of Mike Hove at BigMike3 on Twitter and Instagram if you're looking to catch up with me. Let's meet same time, same place, Pano Panepengi Radio Studio 7. Maria Zimbabwe, Mchongazo Mushe. Bye bye!